This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Love Yourself, Tear by K-pop group BTS is now the first K-pop album in history to hit number one on the U.S. charts. Plus, it's the first primarily foreign language number one album in over 12 years. BTS debuted on the charts in Korea in 2013, and now, 5 years later, they've hit it big in the U.S. Wow! Well done, boys! Kanye West paid $85,000 to license a photo of Whitney Houston's drug-filled bathroom for the cover of Pusha T's new album Daytona, which he produced. The image was taken in Whitney's Atlanta home in 2006 after a drug binge and features a multitude of drugs and paraphernalia. Meanwhile, Pusha T's in a war with Drake after dissing him on the new album. Yeezus! Andrew Lincoln, who plays Rick Grimes on The Walking Dead, will exit the show in its upcoming 9th season. Lincoln will be phased out along with co-star Lauren Cohan, who plays Maggie. She'll film only 6 episodes because she landed the lead in ABC's Whiskey Cavalier. Watch for Norman Reedus to cut a deal worth a reported $20 million. Meanwhile, Roseanne said, "I'm available too." Charlie Puth's house in the foothills above Hollywood, which remained unwanted on the market for 2 years, has finally sold. Unfortunately for the singer-songwriter, he purchased the property for $1.9 million, but the selling price was $1.8 million. Moreover, that $100,000 loss doesn't include carrying costs, improvement expenses, and real estate fees. Jeez, Charlie, wasn't your realtor one call away? Former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama will begin producing content for Netflix under their company Higher Ground Productions. According to Netflix, the two will create, quote, a diverse mix of content, including the potential for scripted series, unscripted series, docuseries, documentaries, and features, unquote. In other words, just about anything. In other Netflix news, Ryan Reynolds, fresh off Deadpool 2, will star in the action film 6 Underground. It'll be directed by Michael Bay, who's become synonymous with bombastic, expensive action flicks like Bad Boys, The Rock, and the Transformers franchise. The story revolves around 6 billionaires who fake their own death and form an elite team to take down bad guys. Boom! In the wake of sexual harassment allegations against him, 3 of Chef Mario Batali's restaurants on the Vegas Strip will be closing their doors on July 27th. B&B Ristorante, Carnivino Italian Steakhouse, and Otto and Ateca e Pizzeria at the Venetian and Palazzo Hotels. The Red Menace has been accused by 4 women of inappropriate touching over a 20-year period. Ugh, gross! The day after Ariana Grande spoke out about her toxic relationship with Mac Miller, her new boyfriend Pete Davidson defended their romance and lashed out at haters. The SNL star took to Instagram to defend himself against those commenting that his mental illness prevents him from being in a successful relationship. He recently revealed he has borderline personality disorder. Pete Davidson? Really? Amazon has picked up The Hunt, a new series from Get Out writer-director Jordan Peele. The 10-episode series will follow a group of Nazi hunters in New York City in 1977, which discover and work to stop a plot by a group of high-ranking Nazi officers who plan to create a Fourth Reich in the U.S. The film would center on 2 couples, one white and one black. Get out, Nazis, get out! Halsey blamed an asthma attack as the reason she wasn't on top of her game during her performance at a Napa Valley festival. The singer said, quote, "I just had an asthma attack on stage at Bottle Rock in Napa and ended up with the medics," unquote. She seemed upbeat, however, joking that it was because she didn't work out enough in her younger years. Huh, doesn't lifting a bong count? The makers of Sesame Street are suing the creators of a new Melissa McCarthy movie, saying they're abusing the famed puppet's sterling reputation to promote the film. The Happy Time Murders is scheduled for release August 17th. McCarthy plays a human detective who teams with a puppet to investigate grisly puppet murders. Who thought that plot was a good idea? Idiots! Chris Brown and his baby mama, Nia Guzman, called a truce in their never-ending custody war, deciding for the sake of their daughter, Royalty, to throw a joint fourth birthday party. Royalty turned four this week, and for the first time, there's only going to be one bash this year. In the past, Chris and Nia each threw their own parties for Royalty because they weren't speaking to one another. Losers. Dr. Dre's mega mansion in L.A. is amazing, but he's looking to add even more to it, underground. Dre's got plans to dig up a huge portion of his property to build a basement or music studio. We're not sure yet. His mansion sits on 4 acres in Brentwood and features an infinity pool with ocean and canyon views, a gym, an outdoor kitchen, 7 fireplaces, and my favorite, a moat. Alligators not included. Has been. Brigitte Nielsen, 54, is going to be a mom again. The Rocky IV actress, who married for the 5th time in 2006 to Mattia Desi, revealed that she's pregnant with their first child together. She has 4 other children from previous relationships, with her oldest being 34. Yikes. Well, soon, Brigitte will be free to return to obscurity. Thank God. The Trash Bin. Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are still trying to find their new normal following the NBA player's cheating scandal. Although Khloe decided to stay with Thompson in the wake of his infidelity throughout her pregnancy, a source told us, quote, "She has good days and bad days with Tristan," unquote. Yeah, he probably doesn't like his short leash either. Well, we wish them the best of luck.
The news wrap-up.
Instagram just quietly added an in-app payment feature as a test appearing for some users. Facebook is teaming up with Qualcomm to work on high-speed wireless internet. Apple has reported solid iPhone revenue but stayed flat on HomePod sales. Tesla started 2018 with a record quarter, generating $3.4 billion in revenue, but managed to end up with a $785 million loss. Jeez, Elon Musk might have to sell one of his rockets.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Solo, A Star Wars Story, remains on top for another week.
The number one album.
Shawn Mendes' 3rd album enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
It's Heads Up, the best-selling app in the USA.
The number one book.
The Restless Wave by Senator John McCain is the number one nonfiction book.
Khalid began writing and creating music in high school, posting his early works to SoundCloud. His debut single, Location, was released in 2016 and was later certified quadruple platinum. His first studio album, American Teen, came out in March of 2017 and sold over 1 million units. Then he was featured on the Logic single 1-800-273-8255 along with Alessia Cara. The single reached number 3 on the U.S. charts, making it his highest charting single. And this week, he's back with another smash. Here's Khalid featuring Black and Ty Dolla $ign with the song of the week, OTW.
Type of shit that you've been waiting all year for. I'm making time for a minute. Yeah, you with it. Got a lot of time, I just need somewhere to spend it. I just press a button and the top go missing. I got the slip so you know it's not raining. Yeah, oh, what you wanna do? Worry about your friends, they saw you this afternoon. I've been reading your mind. No fear, but you gotta let me know. I'm all ears and I got a lot of room. I'm my way, if you wanna check it there, I'm on my way. Put it in drive, I'll be outside, I'll be on the way. I'll be on the way and you can meet me in 5. I'll be your nine, I'll be your all day.
That was Khalid featuring Black and Ty Dolla $ign with the Song of the Week, OTW. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.